And there is a charitable effort going on in Northern Kentucky as well. The hope is to raise about $4 million. That is the goal of the Horizon Community Funds of Northern Kentucky. And Nancy Grayson is the president of that organization based in Covington. Nancy, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Why the number $4 million?
We really decided that we needed to do more for our community. We were able to partner, much as Greater Cincinnati Foundation and United Way are coming together. We really were able to garner a nice coalition of corporate partners, private foundations, and others on the Northern Kentucky side of the river to help support our needs, which look very similar, of course, to the region, but also there's some differences as well in terms of how we can collaborate and partner together. So what that might look like, because we were able to gather close to $2 million really quickly, we were able to say, okay, what if we were able to just kind of swing for the fences and go for $4 million? So we're working hard right now. We're really trying to engage everyone at every level who is able to give. So that was something that we thought, if we can aspire to do more for one another, then this seemed like the right time for us to rally together as a community.
And a lot of that early support came from, according to your organization, the Butler Foundation, the RC Durr Foundation, corporate citizens like Fisher Homes and Dries Homes Foundation, First Financial Bank, and other individuals. When you announced this initiative, you said that there was already about $1.8 million is matching gifts to raise those $4 million. Tell us what the focus of this fund is.
For us, we're really trying to look at this in two phases. I think, you know, a lot of communities across the United States are really trying to wrap their arms around what this looks like for their own individual communities and their own neighborhoods that make up their regions. For us in Northern Kentucky, we already are hearing that there's a lot of folks who are distressed by this particular effort. So we are really trying to partner with trusted nonprofit organizations in the community who can help us get to those families and individuals who are most in distress. So if that may be people who are trying to make ends meet, it may be someone who has a health need that could perhaps have been exacerbated by the situation. We're trying to remain flexible and nimble as this continues to grow, but we really want to support those who've been most disproportionately impacted. And for us, that changes over time. Initially, that's essential needs. Like you've heard before, this includes food. This also could include hygiene-related needs, especially those that are providing, you know, safety and protection for those who are being impacted by the pandemic, health care needs, transportation, housing and shelter. We have a really interesting effort that's emerged in Northern Kentucky. I'm really proud of our nonprofits coming together who are supporting those who are homeless, and they are helping to establish a shelter that's already up and running at the Northern Kentucky Convention Center. So taking advantage of space with other community partners who are able to help. We're just trying to be really flexible in these early stages. And then in phase two, we're not really quite sure what that's going to look at. We hope this doesn't last, you know, for many months, but it's starting to look like this is going to have a longer entail and a larger impact than we had all anticipated.
Okay, so to be clear, you're not doing, like, direct contributions to individuals. You're looking for organizations to help support.
Correct. And so it's working with those trusted nonprofits and other agencies in Northern Kentucky who already have those relationships with individuals and families and who are known as a trusted space that people can go to when they have issues or they need help.
Well, can you tell us some of the organizations that you're working with so far?
Sure. Right now, we're just starting to pull together a task force who's identifying where we will deploy our funds, which we hope to do within the next 2 weeks. We know the more quickly we can disperse these funds, the better. I'm thinking through different organizations that we're hearing from, like Learning Grove, formerly Children, Inc., who's providing emergency child care. I'm thinking of Brighton Center, Life Learning Center, the Northern Kentucky Community Action Center. These are all organizations that are really able to connect quickly with families and individuals who perhaps have lost jobs or who are in need of help. The Faith Pharmacy in Northern Kentucky has a strong relationship with St. Elizabeth Healthcare, who's also a community partner of ours with this fund. And so how are we helping to support people who may have healthcare needs? And I also want to brag a lot on our wonderful educators. We have a lot of quirky, we have many different sizes of school districts. So our quirky lines for different school districts. Some are as large as 22,000 plus students. Others are as small as one school building. So how do we help support families who can access supports the school, such as food or any type of hygiene item. So they have really mobilized as hubs in the community, and so we want to make sure we partner with schools as well.
And so let me ask you the same question that I asked our previous guests who are doing similar efforts on the Cincinnati side and in the broader region as well. How do you ensure that the work you're conducting as a private organization is complementary to what the government is trying to offer rather than possibly leaving gaps?
Sure. Well, we are a public charity, so we are not a private foundation, but we are aligning with our three judge executives. We're really excited that they've already been putting their ears to the ground to hear what the community needs are in each of their counties. And so working with mayors, working with other quasi-government organizations, I've even had some contact with some of our federal delegation local representation to learn what is it that we can be doing to make sure as the checks are being cut and going to individuals in need from the federal CARES Act that was just recently passed, the small business loans, a lot of these efforts are going to help, but they certainly aren't going to fix everything. So if there's a gap, what is it that we can do to help support through philanthropic dollars?
And so it's been about a week almost since this project was announced. And like we noted at the top of the interview, Nancy, about half of your $4 million goal was already contributed by community partners and large foundations. What's the response been like in the 6 days, 7 days since?
It's been really exciting because we're starting to see gifts in smaller amounts come in. We often talk about in Northern Kentucky how we have very philanthropic community. Charitable giving happens at a large level, just as it does in the region, as Ellen and Moira mentioned previously. But for us in Northern Kentucky, sometimes that's a little more quiet in terms of giving, especially with some of our more suburban and rural neighbors who may not be necessarily placing their names on large banners when they give funding. So we're working with those to meet them where they are. If folks can give $5, we've seen a lot of $50 and $100 increments coming in. Of course, there have been larger checks as well. We're grateful for their contribution and their support of the community. But we're starting to see some exciting buzz online, which seems to be what everyone's doing now when they're in the evening, if they're having Zoom or Facebook meetups. Folks are connecting online through technology. So we actually just received word through Twitter that a wonderful challenge was begun with the Dixie High School in Kenton County, and the female soccer team were doing a challenge and decided to contribute their charitable dollars to our fund. So we're excited that the word's getting out.
And we'll have to leave it there, Nancy. We're just out of time, but we'll check back in with you soon to see how it's going. Nancy Grayson from the Horizon Community Funds of Northern Kentucky, thanks for your time. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Michael Monks.